From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. The Cairo court announced the verdicts and the sentences of the retrial Saturday. Mostafa Souag, Al Jazeera's media network's acting director, said in a statement that today's verdict defied logic and common sense. The verdicts represent the total crackdown on free expression we are seeing in Egypt today, said Nicolas Piachot, Amnesty International's Egypt researcher. The three are prisoners of conscience again. We'd hoped international pressure brought on Egypt would have resulted in their release. Judge Hassan Farid, in handing down the sentences, said the journalists had equipment that had not been approved by Egyptian security officials. The judge said the men were spreading false news and had used their hotel as a broadcasting center without permission. Police in Thailand say they've arrested a suspect in connection with the August 17th bomb attack in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people. Police spokesman said the suspect was arrested Saturday on the outskirts of Bangkok after police found possible bomb-making materials in an apartment he'd rented. VOA correspondent Steve Herman in Bangkok says a police official has identified the suspect as a 28-year-old Turkish national named Adem Karadağ. No one has claimed responsibility yet for the bombing, which took place at the popular Erawan Shrine in central Bangkok. The Islamic State group's top English-speaking hacker and recruiter has been killed in an airstrike. This is VOA News.